True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I see a lot of people bringing up David Adamon. David Adamon's name's come up a lot. Who is he in Denver? Is David Adamon in Denver?
I think last we saw, yes. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Somebody
I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell him no.
Yeah, who's Denver's head coach again?
Don't do it. I will get you a job somewhere else.
Yeah. Don't do that. I can imagine the conversation goes, if you want it, take it. If you need to be a head coach, take it. Otherwise, stay here. Mm-hmm. I will make sure you get a job somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or the Kings come to ask permission or the permission to interview, and Denver goes, no. We ain't going to do that to him.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely right. Not.
Yeah, there's so much wrong with the organization or the perception of the organization, whether it's you talk about the ownership, whether it's talking about the structure of the front office, whether you talk about the mindset of anybody that walks through those doors. The mind, that's what I can't get away from. And maybe, look, I'm not there. Mm. Maybe they feel like they get beat down to the point where, yeah, this is just, this is, it's impossible. Maybe that's how they feel. But I really believe the mindset of anybody who walks through those doors is, I can't get it done because of what's going on around me. Long as that's the mindset, it's not going to change.
I don't think you can bring back Doug because of that, though. I don't think you can bring back Doug because it's like, who's going to want this job? Because then you're just a hamster on the wheel and this is never going to, you're never going to get out of your own way.
But
you can't be like, oh, who wants this job? Let's give it to Doug. He'll want it.
Well, no, and I don't mean it like that. Mm-hmm. I mean it more in the sense of Doug might not be a bad option. Mm-hmm. Do you think you can do better than Doug is the question.
I think you owe it to yourself to try at least.
I think you're going to do that regardless. Mm-hmm. I don't think Doug's getting a contract extension before the season's over. I don't think Doug is getting hired a week from Monday. I don't think that's happening. I think you're conducting a search, and Doug is a part of that search. Mm. That's what ultimately I think is happening.
If you bring in a GM and he's conducting the search and it comes down to it, where Doug Christie is the best out of this bunch, then I'm fine with that. It needs to be his guy, though. He needs to pick him. You can't be Doug Christie's the guy. Doug Christie's going to be your head coach. All right. You're going to work with Doug. He's great. You'll love him. Doug's a good guy. That's not going to work. Hmm. How many times have we seen, oh, yeah, Luke Walton, Mike Malone, these guys all get fired if they don't want you?
Luke Walton was bad,
but he wasn't Monty's guy either.
He was Vladdy's guy, though.
Exactly.
Vladdy hired him, yeah. and he was it was wrong.
It was Christmas.
But the GM made the
it was before the Christmas. When that rumor started, mm-hmm. Luke Walton was the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. And it was already, yeah, Luke Walton's probably going to be the Sacramento Kings' next head coach.
Then Luke should have got fired, though, Monty's first year.
Imagine being Luke Walton and you're unemployed for 6 seconds. Mm. Man. Game is weird, dude. Yeah. Same thing happened with Dave Yeager. Dave Yeager, fine coach. The dude was unemployed for a minute and a half.
The thing about it, man, is
I guess just, we wait to see who gets fired this offseason.
Well, Taylor Jenkins, come on down.
He would have been unemployed too long. We would need someone who was fired faster. Right. Oh, just get him in here. Right. Doc Rivers is available.
Coach Bud.
Oh, my Coach God. Bud, come on, Nick Nurse. Oh, my God. Nick That's Nurse? A shoot. That's a shoot. Yeah, Nick Nurse didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, man. It's the one thing that I continue to go back to, and I know a lot of people look to blame the higher ups, and that, once again, that's fine. I don't care. I'm not here to say they're doing a great job. To me, that had nothing to do with what we saw last night. As far as the effort and the way those guys competed last night, that was a personal choice by those men on that roster, on that floor last night, and that was disappointing to see. You know, whether they took Washington lightly, whether they hate playing with each other and want it to be over, like that's on them. And I'm not going to let them off the hook for that. That was what we've seen in two of these three games on this road trip is appalling.
It's who they are.
It's absolutely appalling. And like I said, I'm not letting them off the hook for that. All 12 of those guys on the roster. That's disgusting.
Let's get Leezy in here, 916-909-1320. What's happening, Leezy?
Yo, D'Lo Casey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, man? Hey, I just want to get in on the conversation going on. I just had a quick question and comment. My question, so going forward, right now it's undecided if the team's going to try to rebuild or tank or start over or just try to tweak things. Wouldn't it be easier for Doug if they decided just to tank and start over? Then there would be no expectations on Doug. And I know no one wants to do that because it's not fun to watch. It's not going to make a lot of money in the short term. But didn't we just see Chauncey Billups do that with the Trailblazers? Like, they were rebuilding for a while, and I didn't think Chauncey was going to see it to the end, but now they're starting to see that light at the end of the tunnel. And also, my comment was, I know a lot of people are mad at Vivek, but this is on Monty McNair. His job is to build the roster. He hasn't been able to draft, and he doesn't have the connections to make deals go, and he was letting Wes do whatever. So I think the blame should be more on Monty than Vivek, honestly.
Okay. I think Vivek is a shadowy figure. I wanted to look at some. I actually didn't realize it had been this long. The Blazers have, not that long. Yeah,
they've got three draft picks.
They've been inadvertently, and I don't think this was purposeful until it was, until the Dame Lillard situation, or I guess the Dame Lillard situations. Their drop-off happened in 2021-2022.
Yeah. Because they've got three top five draft picks.
So I got to point something out, though. We do this with Oklahoma City. Leezy brings it's a great point. Mm-hmm. We have to make a distinction here. Does Sacramento have Dame Lillard? Does Sacramento have a Dame Lillard?
Nope.
They don't. That's the difference. Dame, Harden in Houston. Paul George, Russell Westbrook in Oklahoma City. You look at those teams and how they're able to do something. You know who didn't have a Dame, a Paul George, a Russell Westbrook? Minnesota. Minnesota just kept landing top picks. Mm-hmm. And look how long it took them. They kept landing top picks, and it took them a long time to finally get to this point. Multiple top picks. To finally get to this point. You think they're dangerous this year? They had to trade one of them. They had to make other moves. They had to use those assets to make moves.
Dame Lillard was able to net you Drew Holiday, which turned into Rob Williams and
Malcolm Brogdon.
Did they get a pick from that?
I believe they got a couple first-round picks, at least one. I know that.
They got the Bucks first-round pick in 2029. Two pick swaps in 28 and 30. DeAndre Ayton, Tamani Kamara, who's an all-league defender type guy. So that's what he was able to net you. Do we think you'll be able to get all that for DeMontis Sabonis?
No, I don't.
I don't think so either. I mean, you'll get something. Like, you'll get something, but yeah.
So what's the next move then? What's the next step for this franchise?
Cry.
I already did.
FaceTime Bay Area people and ask for forgiveness.
We did that. The first two things on the list. Now we're stuck making French toast all morning.
Nice.
No.
That's very good.
Status. No, this is
a deep cut right there. That's deep cut right there.
That's a good stuff.
I'm full.
Okay. Not now, Kenny.
Yeah, not now. That's thank you.
Let us have this.
I think that I don't think they're necessarily related, but I think you gotta rid this organization of everybody that doesn't want to be here.
Well,
let's just start, I guess.
Shoot. Who does that leave us with? Keon?
Malik Monk gets to stay.
Keon probably still here.
I think Malik Monk is actually that type of person. He's not a perfect player, and he'll ride.
I think Malik will absolutely ride.
Malik, like Malik, we're trying to turn this thing around. We want to start with people that want to be here. I believe, and maybe he wouldn't, but his mentality is, no, I'm here. I'm 10 toes down. Like, let's do this. I'll be the leader or whatever. Is that the best situation for your friend? I'm not here to answer that, but I think he wouldn't run from it.
Well, you need guys that are bought in to start. Like, we've talked about it since last week. Who's playing for the name on the front of the jersey? And we came up with, like, three guys maybe. Like, that's where you start. Guys who want to be here, and then you build it out from there, I guess. It's going to be ugly, but.
Jill had the suggestion for a community sage burn at the Golden One Center. Oh, similar like Kyrie.
Get Kyrie's guy.
Yeah, I like that. And we're going to get creative this summer. We got to turn this thing around, guys.
Yeah, we might want to do it now. I don't know.
Well, we don't want to waste it on.
We don't want to waste it now.
It's
going to waste good sage.
How many sage burnings can you have? If you have two sage burnings, do they cancel each other out?
One a pre-sage burning and then the sage burning. So we could do a pre right now while the season's going on, and then close it off. It's like coats of paint.
So there's no set on like how many. Burning of the sage or whatever is too many.
Oh, okay. Well, just, yeah.
I guess it's how much smoke your lungs can handle when you're walking around all that.
Well, we have survived far worse. So at this point, it's fine.
But yeah, I think the answer is just a question. You gotta find who wants to be in. If that's nobody,
here we sage.
Then you.
Thank you, Jason.
Sacramento classic, right there.
Sacramento sage burners there from. David Jackson.
But yeah, if you come away with no players that want to see this thing through, then you just overhaul as much as you can. And you do what you can in this offseason. And the others that said they don't want to be a part of this, you'd be like, hold on, I'm going to get you out. Like I can't do it all in one summer, but don't worry, we got a trade deadline coming up. I got to get some play. We'll get you out. But you got to get everybody that isn't locked in to trying to turn this thing around and isn't looking to blame somebody else,
but
you got to get them out of here.
Like, but it's to feel like actions are going to speak louder than anything those guys could say, because we're seeing them on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like, maybe it's not DeMar. Maybe it's one or two guys out there and it's not five of them. Maybe it's not Zach LaVine. Maybe it's Domas. Maybe it's Keegan. I don't know. That sounds outrageous. I'm just saying stuff at this point. I have no idea what it is.
Right.
But the fact that this group, the Wizards at one point led that game by 14. The Kings' biggest lead was 5. It's the Washington Wizards. They were trying not. They have a player named Kashawn George on their team. Nah. Now, he didn't play, but that sounds, that's the man's name. That's the man's name.
You made that up. I'm going to need to see the Carfax.
They got a player named Bub.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com. Thumbtack.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He started for them and played 41 minutes last night. His name is Bub.
I wish he was here. He could play.
I wish any... The one guy who didn't get any run for Washington last night, actually played in Sacramento.
Rashawn? He's still there?
Rashawn played 2 minutes last night.
He's still there.
Wow. He is. You didn't notice that. He played 2 minutes and 27 seconds last night. Yeah.
All right.
That's where we are.
Okay. Well, I'll be damned.
Rashawn, I'm so glad Rashawn got paid because I don't know what's next for my man. If there is a next. The XFL, maybe.
The XFL.
Play right next to Trey Lance.
Oh, man.
Trey Lance isn't doing anything but out there working on his footwork.
I think Trey Lance is in the CFL.
Oh, yeah, my fault. He's in that league.
He's not doing anything but working on his footwork right now. That's what he's doing.
I sure hope so.
And this is how we do this?
I would hope so,
Kenny. He's working on the tet-tet?
Yeah.
916-909-1320. Get in on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. It's Dylan and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. At some point, what?
It's just going to explode.
All right. He's Antonio.
He doubled down on it.
That's what's going to happen.
Double
tap. Well, that's how it went out.
It's going to, yes. What was
Draymond Caraway over
what
here?
What was, it's kind of like our movie. What's our movie? The
I
Pixar joint with the temper.
Elemental.
It's kind of like that. I'm trying to just, you know,
so you don't
suppress
what?
Everything and just turn over a different
leaf.
You're
not supposed to suppress your emotions.
Well, you're right. But I'm trying not to.
I suppress my emotions with Ramsey and I cussed him out earlier. Yeah. You can't suppress your emotions.
In this professional setting with people that half the time aren't real people because they don't even have a picture. Or I don't know. Try not to curse at them. Try not to call them out of their name.
It's very nice.
Or nothing like that. But like I said, I think that's going to... It's not going to be every time, but one time, somebody's going to feel the wrath. You just never know. And literally a ticking time. I'm like a fault line. You just never know.
Kenny is the San Andreas fault. It's California. He's going to break apart in 30 years.
You just never know. Yeah.
They always leave after hopefully you call them out, too, by the way.
Hopefully it's in a company meeting, because then we might get something out of it. Hopefully Kenny snaps in front of like a decision maker.
What we're going to get is them walking me out like Cuba Gooding.
What's funny is like in this room, like I'm the hothead. Outside of this room, Kenny's the unstable one. I'm the one who presents everything calm, cool, collected, well thought out. Kenny don't say nothing. He don't even speak to people until he gets pissed. So the only time Kenny talks is when he's pissed. And I'm like, boy, Kenny Caraway, man, he's got a real Andy Bernard over here. Like, he got a little,
temper. In the wall.
Yeah. That's a drywall.
Hey, man, no, I'm just...
That's a great episode, by the way.
No, it was one of my favorites. But I'm trying. I'm just, like I say, especially with the supporters of the show, you know, I'm trying not to... And not to curse at nobody.
Sometimes you need to get yelled at, though.
Nick V is like, where was this mentality a week ago?
Well, that's the thing. Nick V caught it. Nick V was the one.
Nick V, minding his own business.
I didn't even go that hard on Nick V.
Man, you made fun of his jersey.
Well, he got that damn Ross jersey on.
Hey. At least Nick V showed his face again after that.
Hey, look, you can have the jersey. I just wouldn't put it as my Abby. That's all I'm saying.
Damn, like, John Bull says happened? Nick V already got sent packing today.
Oh.
Man. Jeez. What a rough day it's been in the chatty house. Jeez.
I almost got yelled at by Kenny, and I wasn't even trying to do anything.
Wow. Well, this will be fun. I know he's got a lot to say. Elk Grove Kid Talk Line 916-909-1320. Our brother Kamara.
Oh man.
Calling from 3 hours ahead. Is life better as a Kings fan at 4:20 Eastern Standard Time?
Listen, my sweet brother Noomsay. I haven't talked to y'all in such a long time. Listen, you know, I just want to tell you, I hate that I was right about everything. You know, post trade, but it is what it is. We don't have to relitigate that because the proof is in the pudding. My issue going forward is I don't know how this team rebuilds when the head of the snake in the organization is not going to shift, because I don't know what type of GM you're going to get that's going to come in, or even management that's going to come in, because we already know Monty Bernier is not going to survive this. If that's the tea leaves are what they are. But what type of talent you're going to get in the front office that's going to be willing to come in here and then have Vivek, you know, when he starts getting that itch to start second guessing, whether it's having Vlade come around, or hell, it could be Peja or whomever it could be, whomever it's in his ear, his daughter, whatnot. I don't know. But that's my worry right now, because right now the current iteration of this team, it can't survive, right? And whether or not we get rid of Domas, you know, we break it down for spare parts. I don't know where that goes. I mean, that's just what it is. But I'm just kind of nervous about how we move forward when the real issue is not going to be moving off this team.
Kamara, real quick. That's one of my problems, though. And I'm going to still let you respond to that. But that's one of my problems. Yeah. It's Vivek is a scapegoat. Vivek did not tell them to pick Devin Carter. That was Monty's decision. And as long as people are around here saying, well, Vivek's meddling, it'll always absolve these guys of making the right choice when they need to. That was his decision. He picked Devin Carter.
I don't disagree, but here's the problem. What about that report? And we go, it's not verified, of Monty didn't even want to get rid of Mike Brown. It was knowing that, and with the understanding that if he got rid of Mike Brown, it was going to lead to a domino effect of this terrible event in the organization. But the owner pushed it forward, and then you see what ended up happening. Like, I think anybody with any sense could say you fire a coach in the middle of the season, and then your star player who's told you on the record, you get rid of this guy, I'm out, right? And it's like, we can't be surprised. Oh, why did the team end up torpedoing towards the end of the season? Because the linchpin of the entire thing just was pulled from the team.
Who was the linchpin?
Like, I don't know.
Who was the linchpin? De'Aaron? Who?
I can say it was a double fold, both De'Aaron and Mike Brown.
Okay.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, I think we would have been better served just keeping what we had And then if the team would have faltered, it would have faltered. We could have readdressed it in the offseason. But the way we try to rebuild, and then we added Zach LaVine, we added a bunch of good players individually, but players that didn't match collectively, you know, with, you know, and then putting Doug Christie under the, I feel bad for Doug. Because Doug, you can't even blame this on him. Like, you're expecting him to course correct with a team that hasn't been put together properly.
Let's be honest as well. Appreciate you, Kamara. Let's be honest as well. You said it earlier. Jesse, we talked about it. This team would be in the same place with Mike Brown. So everybody is like,
in the same place with De'Aaron Fox.
Yes. Yes. They weren't. We're far removed from that. So people have different outlooks on it, maybe. But they.
Can I ask?
The difference probably would be you'd have De'Aaron Fox. You'd have an opportunity to trade him in the offseason as opposed to a rush trade, in 3 weeks before the deadline. But this team, people would hate this team. People would be disappointed with this team because they'd be in the same spot. They were in the same spot when he left. It wasn't like you traded somebody that was doing a great job. The team was doing great, and you got rid of them that way. People were disgusted with the team at that time. They'd be the same way, in my opinion.
I feel like a lot of this.
A couple of people have brought up the money didn't even want to fire Mike. Let's deep dive that for a quick second. Monty didn't want to fire Mike because The Athletic told us so. Salute. Sure, there's no ulterior motives in that source talking to The Athletic. What was the problem during the summer? When the contract wasn't getting signed. Mm-hmm. When De'Aaron made that, if he's not the coach, if you're bringing in another coach, trade me. When that statement was made during the summer, when Mike wasn't getting a contract extension, that was Vivek too.
I guess
because let's be consistent in our consistent in our messaging.
Right.
So it was Vivek who said, "I don't want to sign him to a contract extension," and Monty and Wes talked him into it. Mm. That's what we're doing, huh?
I mean, once again, is it Uchiwali Wally or is it one Mike? Which one is it? Is he letting the basketball people make the basketball decisions, or is he meddling and keeping and making them do things that he wants to do?
I just want to be clear. If you're saying one, you have to back the other.
100%.
If you're saying that, no, I believe the report where it said Monty McNair didn't want to fire Mike Brown. Okay. Then tell me you believe that it was Vivek Ranadive who didn't want to sign him during the summer. Make sure your messaging across the board is consistent. Because one can't be true without the other being true.
And also with that, he didn't want to sign him throughout the summer. And what happened in the summer?
They signed him.
Well, that's another lost battle for Vivek, right? If everything is always a battle, if he's always on one side and the basketball people are always on another side, that's another loss for Vivek, if that's what you guys believe.
I don't know who hired who or what, but I feel like that's where the Kings' problems this season started. When you did give Mike Brown that contract extension, and I'm not even opposed to giving him the contract extension, but if you knew that some players on the team weren't for him and it was some top players, then moves needed to be made either way.
But we're all in agreement that something went wrong last year, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. As far as what do you mean?
Where we are today was set in motion last season. Whatever issues, disagreements, fundamental differences that people like DeMontis Sabonis had with Mike Brown started last year. The perhaps the distaste for Mike Brown amongst these players started last year. And De'Aaron may not have outwardly said, "I want Mike Brown fired." And I believe that De'Aaron didn't say that. But this whole, like, man, De'Aaron loved Mike. De'Aaron loved Mike. We talked to enough people who told us we saved every text message. Every single one. Mm-hmm. And they have made the decision to not use any of them. But they exist. And we were told the day we broke this story, yeah, the De'Aaron Fox story, yeah, this isn't being painted. He's painting this in a way that isn't reality. Again, it doesn't mean he wanted Mike Brown fired, but that Mike was some sort of, I'll use Kamara's word, linchpin for De'Aaron Fox is not real. And De'Aaron and people associated with De'Aaron made that clear to several different people in the Kings' immediate front office and at the very, very top of their front office.
100%. 100%. And then this is what this, like I said, I don't claim to have all these sources, and nobody's talking to me on a daily basis about what's going on. I just talk to people from time to time. But at that Indiana game where that was just awful and it looked like they quit.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason it looked like they quit.
Right. Right. It is. If it walk like a duck, quack like a duck, it ain't no damn mongoose.
Well, okay.
It ain't no damn mongoose.
You say so.
Well, whatever you say,
I'll
pal.
I'll take your word for it.
But I was talking to somebody that would know the inner workings of what's going on. And they were like, Vivek was dead set on not firing anybody.
Hmm.
They were asking for just somebody to be fired. It wasn't even Mike. And the word that I got was, he said, we're not firing nobody. We're going to get through this. That was after the Indiana game. What happened at 48 hours later? I don't know. I ain't talked to nobody after that. And then nobody talked to me. But up until that point, there were people who were like, yo, somebody's got to go. This isn't working. And Vivek was the one that said, no, we ain't firing nobody. That's what was told to me. So this whole thing that it was him all along, he'd been pushing for it for all this time, and that's not how I'm hearing things.
Mm-hmm. Which actually, boy, that's funny, because Kenny and I actually don't talk. We never talk through stuff. That makes a ton of sense, because remember what we were told that night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they wanted someone out. Someone clearly was Mike after that Indiana game.
Mm-hmm.
Then it gets marched up the food chain and nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Detroit game happens. And clearly someone changed their mind.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate decision maker changed their mind. You can't fire a head coach without running it through the owner.
Right.
At the very least, the very, very least, Indiana was a Sunday.
Sunday night.
At the very least, somebody brought it to Vivek's attention Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And whether he said sleep on it, whether he said not yet, or as you just whether he just flat out said no. You and I were stunned that we made it through a 4-hour show and ultimately 7 hours of radio on Monday without Mike Brown being fired. And then it became clear, okay, they're not doing it. Somebody had the thought, somebody brought it up. Somebody presented it, and somebody obviously said no.
Mm. And matter of fact, now that I think about it.
Imagine if we talked. We could have figured this all out months ago.
Now that I think about it, I talked to somebody on that Sunday, like damn near right after the game. They hadn't, whoever was telling them whatever, they hadn't talked to them yet.
Mm-hmm.
This was after Saturday's game where somebody was like, yo, somebody's got to go. And Vivek said, that was the Laker game that they lost because they couldn't get an offensive rebound.
Mm-hmm,
and he's like, nah, we're going to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I got this wrong. Oh boy, it's all coming back to me now. Maybe I got this wrong.
Celine
Dion. In the initial athletic report, not the one that came out when De'Aaron Fox came back to town and everybody started to CYA, I guess.
Mm.
But the initial one, wasn't it? They all came together and decided that's what they wanted to do. And Vivek said, let's sleep on it. That's why it happened the way it did with them going to, on his way to the airport.
On it, yeah.
He said, I think it was a Thursday night.
Right.
Everybody agreed this was what we wanted to do. And Vivek said, wait, let's just sleep on it and reconvene in the morning. Isn't that what was in the original Athletic article?
Correct. There's a lot of things in that original article that changed, though.
Things change, and I'm not. And once again, because I almost cursed somebody out during the break, and I don't want to do that. I want to be perfectly clear.
He's turning over a new leaf.
I want to be perfectly clear because
he's gonna snap, though.
He said he's gonna do something else.
He's got uphill. Yeah.
It's elemental. It's gonna go bad.
But I want to make it clear because I don't want no confusion. Because this is my guy. Sam Amick is my guy. Every time I see him at Golden One Center, I talk to him. We have a great interaction, and I love his work, and I believe in his work.
Mm-hmm.
All I ever say is not what Sam is reporting. Like, because I don't think Sam is ever reporting a belief, right?
Never.
He's reporting what he's being told.
Mm-hmm. The question is who's talking to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what their
angle
is.
From those two articles, that seems to have changed. The very first article was they all convened and agreed that a move needed to be made. And Vivek told them, let's sleep on it. That was the first thing. Then De'Aaron Fox come to town, and now people are saying it wasn't my call. That's all I'm saying.
New day, new article, pal.
And once again, that I want to be clear. That is not, I'm not talking about Sam Amick. I'm talking about what he's being told. That's what I'm talking about.
And I don't know who talks to Sam. I have no idea.
I don't either.
I just know there's one consistent voice that always seems to make sure Vivek looks stupid. And I know that Wes Wilcox has everyone on the planet except for D'Lo and Casey on speed dial. And that's fine. We wouldn't answer his phone anyway. Also, our sources are higher, pal. 916-909-1320 if you want to get in on the phone lines. Sorry, Steven, we missed you, man. If you, I'll be more responsible in getting to the phone lines to keep you from having to wait too long. Again, 916-909-1320. We knew as soon as, 6:30 or whatever time it was last night hit, it was like, oh, it's going to be a long day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. People are going to have some things to say, and rightfully so. Yeah. The fan base is frustrated. They're exhausted. This is an exhausting season. Mm-hmm. Started with so much excitement and so much promise, and has had so many ups and downs. The Mike Brown stuff, the De'Aaron Fox stuff. It started with the DeMar DeRozan stuff. Mm-hmm. And since then, it's just been, DeMar DeRozan was an acquisition people weren't sure about. Zach LaVine, made this worse. The heel turn of De'Aaron Fox, or the turn on De'Aaron Fox, the acquisition of Jonas Valanciunas. Finally, Domas feels disconnected. Hmm. He does not feel like his presence should be bigger. That's what I'll say. He feels like. I don't think Domantas Sabonis, who's been all NBA every year, he's been a Sacramento King for an entire season. Mm-hmm. I don't think his presence is big enough. His voice isn't big enough. He's good at throwing his hands up in the air and yelling and clapping and moving guys over here and pointing and telling guys where to be. At this point, it's fake hustle to me. What is anything that you're doing mean? Now, that may mean the other guys ain't following. He may be trying to lead.
Right.
But DeMar, bro, I got this. I'm going to the Hall of Fame. I got this. Mm-hmm. Zach LaVine may be trying to do his best. Keon just trying to do whatever Doug tells him to do. And Keegan, you never know. I don't know what Keegan's thinking. I have no clue. I have no clue what any of these guys are thinking. I just don't feel like Domas' presence is big enough.
when I watch Domas play, it feels like, because it's in his nature, because it's who he is, he's going to go out there and compete, and he's going to play hard every time. That's just who he is.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not bought into what's going on right now. He doesn't believe in the people that he's playing with.
And if he's told them that, I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. If he's letting his play speak for him, then I'm not good with that. Mm-hmm. If you're not good with what you're doing, tell him. Doug, whoever the hell is left on that coaching staff, DeMar, Levine, tell him. Stand up in the meeting. Tell him. You ain't got to say it in front of us. Mm-hmm. That's fake.
Right. Right.
Tell them. We're not doing this the right way, and the proof is in the results. Mm-hmm. It's right there. We need to do things differently. We need to execute better. We have shown stretches, pretty lengthy stretches, where we can do better.
Mm-hmm. If you care.
Mm.
And you may not care. Because if you
That's
don't,
the tough one right
if,
there.
If you don't care, you're just trying to, like I said, like we talked about earlier, you're just trying to play out the string so this ends as soon as possible.
That's it.
If you care, like, and when I say they should be embarrassed, not as men, not as people, just competitors in this basketball team, they should be embarrassed about what's going on for this whole week, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like they should be embarrassed by what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you care, you're embarrassed. If you don't care, hey, I'm just trying to get through this. They play like they're just trying to get through it. They play mm-hmm. like they don't. I'm telling you.
Their feelings ain't hurt.
Right. They play like they don't care what happened last night.
Well, what's like we think about our reaction, right? We think about the Chatty House's reaction, the tweets, the messages, the calls, the whole deal. What's the Tony Romo line that changed the way I think about sports? I was so upset when the Cowboys lost, probably to the Giants in the divisional round for the 50th time.
Pick one. Giants, yeah. Packers, Seahawks, Niners. Just pick one. Go ahead.
Jessica Simpson.
I mean, we don't have all day. We're almost going to break, so we don't have time. Just go ahead. Because there's a bunch to decipher one. We just don't know which one.
Yeah, which one were you talking about?
I actually don't know, but it was one of those. It was definitely one of those. And Tony said, now, if this is the worst thing that happens to me, I'm good. Mm. And I thought, why do I care more than he does? And I can't help but look at all of us and wonder, we care more than they do.
I don't. These guys want to win because, like Kenny said, they're competitors, but
they definitely do.
I don't think Zach LaVine just got here. I don't think he's tripping too much. Just opinion. DeMar DeRozan probably has a decent idea of what his future is looking like next season. Mm-hmm. Probably doesn't involve the Kings, I'm sure. DeMontis Sabonis needs clarity. He's already thinking about the offseason. Like yesterday, it's just over for these guys, I feel, at least for this season.
From the Sacramento Kings, Devin Carter is considered day-to-day. He'll be listed as questionable in the game versus the Charlotte Hornets tomorrow with that right shoulder contusion. That is the first update that we've gotten since that March 29th injury against the Orlando Magic. Confirmed a right shoulder contusion. Devin Carter considered day-to-day, and he will be listed as questionable headed into tomorrow's game versus the juggernaut that is the Charlotte Hornets.
Who's even playing for that team? They got so many guys out.
No LaMelo Ball.
We've learned last night, it doesn't matter who's playing
for
them.
They can bring Kendall Gill back. Bring Kendall Gill back. It won't matter. And I don't mean old Kendall. I mean Kendall Gill today. They can sign him to a 10-day today. And you got to watch out. He might go for 35.
I'm genuinely curious. How old?
Well, I'm going to guess Kendall Gill. I'm going to say Kendall Gill.
He's a 90s basketball player?
Yeah. I'm going to say poor Jesse didn't even know who he was. I'm going to say Kendall Gill.
Poor Kendall Gill.
41. I'm going to say he's 50. I'm going to say he's 53.
I will go 52.
Should have gone the other way.
Damn
56
it.
Years old. Kim McGill's 56.
Count it.
Music's not playing.
Count it.
Music isn't playing.
We'll no, come sir. Back. Count it.
See the one KC on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Hey, real quick, you know, I just had to get this in. Took an L last night. But I'm back at it again. Prize Picks ready to go. And I went with the full lineup today.
Okay.
I went with the full lineup. We got Steph Curry going up against the Lakers.
You're
at
doing that.
I got the goblin off because I don't want the goblin.
You did what?
No, chill.
You did what?
Chill. I took the goblin off.
Man. All right, bro.
Kings got flustered today.
Man.
I took the goblin off, and I went 26 points. I went more than Steph Curry. Luka, he had a goblin. I took that goblin off, too.
Crazy night.
Boy. Man. Kitty just out here hoeing. God bless it.
He was at 7.5 assists. I went more on that. Anthony Edwards against Brooklyn, they got their mindset on that sixth seed. So he's at 26.5 points. I went more on that. Bam Adebayo going up against Memphis, he's 20.5 points. I went less.
Did you see the goblin for Giannis?
No.
It's 39.5.
What the green goblin is 30 points?
No, the demon. Sorry, the demon, not the goblin. The demon.
The demon
is 39.5.
Wow.
Oh
wow,
man!
And they're going up against somebody. Oh, Philly. Yeah, somebody. Sorry, but he might not be in the game that long.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he might not be in the game that long.
I might take the demon on Steph though. Ooh. It's Steph and Bron tonight,
right?
No, the demon.
Oh no,
the demon's 29.5.
Okay.
Demon is 29. Okay. What's the Austin Reeves demon? Ooh,
what's Austin Reeves talking about?
Austin Reeves, 24. Ooh, they 24.5 or 29.5. That seems outrageous.
I cross sports.
I ain't
though.
Messing with
I
that.
Cross
okay.
sports. I got Suarez of the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's killing right now. He is absolutely killing. I saw a special that Albert Pujols did on MLB Network last night where Albert Pujols doesn't shave his head. And like it's George Jefferson. He don't shave.
Okay.
I said, bro, what are we doing? But anyway, he broke down the way Suarez has started the season. He's killing. They got him at 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Give me more on that. And then my boy, Ellie De La Cruz, who's also killing. He's got a torpedo bat. They got him at 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. So the lineup is set. I'll be posting it on the socials. Make sure you go check that out. What you need to do, though, is download the app. Put in the promo code KIFM. To get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineups, that's promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly, no matter if you win or lose. They got you. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run the game.
You guys got Zabel sending in like 3 minutes before we even get into the punchline.
He got in there first, though. Yeah. He got in there first. I got to reward my man.
I need
Zabel's the guy. We got to make Zabel the guy. I can't even start talking about Prize Picks and Zabel to run your game in there.
I think I said,
keep fighting,
took
Zay.
A L last night. And
keep
then,
fighting,
and
Zay. Was... Yeah. I got your back, Zay.
Shout out to my boy Zabel. He back in there. Big ups to him. I think Zabo, he's got 3 wins on the season. Kyle's got 1, and Johnny's got 1.
Wait, this is a thing? This is what we're doing?
I'm going to keep track.
The Run Your Game League?
My lineup is trash.
Are you going all demon?
So I didn't have all demon. I had LeBron on the goblin for like 17 points. The demon is 29.5, though.
For LeBron?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I got I'm gonna need Aaron Judge to hit a home run though, that's for sure.
Oh, you went okay.
He's at 0.5. I just need you to hit one.
The Yankees have lost 2 in a row.
I don't know. I don't love this lineup. I might do something I've never done before and change the entry fee.
Yankees lost two in a row?
Well, I don't know. I know they lost on...
How many in a row have the Dodgers lost?
Oh, gosh. This ain't fair. We got a damn walk-off last night from Shohei.
So did I get this right? Was that against the Braves?
Yes. Yeah, they're
and the Braves haven't
now.
Won yet.
Yeah. 0-7.
0-7. No, I believe no team has made the postseason after starting 0-7.
Wow.
What?
I saw that graphic today.
Is that real?
I thought I saw that graphic today.
Oh, wow.
I'm
submitting
now,
the lineup. I don't love it. I don't love this lineup, but I'm submitting it.
I wish you'd tell the whole story.
Oh,
the
doc okay. is here. All
right. Usually that was before like seven teams made the playoffs.
Got you.
So they still got a shot.
Yeah, it's baseball.
So, yeah, by the way,
I ain't winning nothing on this lineup.
The RYGL standings are up.
Why are we doing this? This is Zabo's gimmick. There's
the
no
RYGL standings.
Yeah, you're treating Zabo like Daniel Bryan right now.
This is whack, bro.
You got Randy Orton and Batista picking up wins and all that. Like, this is cold work.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Start the Zabo movement.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself. This is a bad
RYGL.
Look. This is a bad look for everyone involved.
Zay's going to have to go up against Kenny day one of WrestleMania, and then day two he's got to beat Kyle Renata and whoever
else is on there. The Yes movement.
Exactly.
He's got to beat Triple H before he gets his title match.
Show up with his ribs all wrapped.
Did you see what's his name is back in WWE? Rusev.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's back. And they I think I kind of heard this, I couldn't remember, but the whole Bobby Lashley thing, they said that was Vince getting at Rusev.
Yeah.
What was Bobby Lashley?
They put him with Rusev's with Lana?
Yeah, Lana's
with his
wife.
I think she was.
Oh.
And they was always kissing and all this other stuff, and they said that was Vince getting at Rusev. That's messed up.
Wow. Hard to believe Vince McMahon would do something like that.
Mm-mm. Welcome back, Rusev, though. Here's a mid-card spot.
Well, feud with Kevin Owens.
Rusev was a mid-carder in AEW.
Yeah. Alex Swaler in a tournament to a star, just like Cesaro.
Rusev versus Kevin Owens.
Bro,
why do
you hate Cesaro so much?
I don't hate Cesaro. I tell the truth, and you guys might not like it, but it's the truth.
Oh, you didn't have to convince me.
Hey, see?
You didn't have to convince me.
It's not hating if it's
the
truth.
Well, if he just took a baseball bat with, I guess, nails attached to it,
that was still gross, by the way.
I still haven't seen that one again.
Hey, shout out Rob Van Dam says that's not wrestling. ECW alumni, though.
It's absolutely
RVD.
Right. Well, in
RVD wasn't that crazy though, huh?
He RVD's never did anything defense, that crazy. Like he,
New Jack did he throw someone off.
Wrestled, yeah, he threw someone off a balcony.
All right.
I guess they literally got to the top of the balcony, and the big dude was like, "Nope, we're not doing it." And New Jack was like, "Yep, we
there
are."
You go.
And threw him off.
Crazy.
Landed on top of him, like shattered his skull open.
Oh,
brilliant!
Ooh.
It's amazing that New Jack is dead. It's really stunning. He's not with us anymore.
You want to talk about what you call scar tissue, like on his forehead?
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious.
Nicholas Castle says Cesaro's the Zach Levine of wrestling. I don't know if I buy into that.
Oh, man.
I feel like you're disrespecting Zach there.
You are disrespecting
Yeah,
Zach.
You're
Zach
very
Levine
much...
was on the one seat at one point.
Well, I'd hate to keep bringing his name up, but it's just first thing that came to mind. Is Zach Levine the Kevin Owens of wrestling?
No, Kevin Owens is better than Zach Levine.
I think Jesse's right.
Yeah.
I think Jesse's right. I think Jesse's right. Jesse's right.
Zach Levine.
You ain't never winning the Monday Night Wars
with
Kevin Owens leading the charge.
You ain't never winning anything with Zach Levine in charge.
Exactly.
But now there's a better comp.
Zach Levine and Sami Zayn. Like, he's just always around. He's really good, but it's like, you're not winning.
Yeah, that Sammy run.
I don't even know.
When they trying to put the
oh, you think Sammy's better?
They trying to put the belt on Sammy for a second. I was like, settle down, guys.
No, they told a story with Sammy as the underdog versus Roman. I don't think there was ever a threat to put the belt on him, though. They had that match in his hometown, mm-hmm. which got the crowd really into it,
mm-hmm.
and the right outcome. happened.
We got a Zach LaVine as Dolph Ziggler. How do we feel about that one?
Oh, that's tough.
Maybe
Dolph was actually pretty good.
Maybe the one seed that one year with the Bulls was kind of a money in the bank cash in type thing.
You know where
I was about to say, because wasn't Dolph a champion?
Yeah,
he was. Like, you know where they killed Dolph Ziggler?
I love this.
Is when he won that Survivor Series match that was supposed to, where Sting debuted, and it was to get rid of Stephanie and Hunter. And Dolph Ziggler was the guy who did it. And they asked him the next day, hey, you saved the WWE from Triple H and Stephanie. And he goes, I don't care about that. I do what I do every night, and it's steal the show. And it's like, all right, jackass. Like, whoever wrote that for you, you should have stood up and said, no, this isn't it. No one cares if you wrestle a good match. If you can't tell a good story, get off of my television. And ultimately, guess what happened? Brody works for a company called TNA now.
Ouch. Well, they're in partnership with
WWE. Also, maybe he'll be back.
They this was just really...
Oh, Zach LaVine is Zach Ryder.
Now
tough.
That is disrespectful.
That's yeah, that's
he's gone too far.
Ooh.
Zabo, you've gone too far.
I don't know.
No, he's gone too far.
I don't know.
Zach LaVine has a damn gold medal. Don't do that.
Yeah, Kane pushed Zach, what's his face, Zach Ryder off the side of the stage in
so
a wheelchair.
So who's Zach
like,
LaVine
not,
then?
I think,
he's Kevin Owens.
He's not Kevin.
He's not Kevin Owens.
He's Kevin Owens.
He's not Kevin Owens.
Someone threw it in there. DeMontis Sabonis is Kevin Owens. You don't have to agree. I'll say it.
That actually works.
Yeah, I remember who said him. Shout out to whoever did.
That actually works. Like, they put Kevin.
Said it right here.
Sabonis is Kevin Owens. I think that's not bad.
Hey, man. Hey, chill.
That's not bad.
I'm not going to put it on the screen because, come on, man. I will need to do that. Dr. David, come on. It's recent.
It's not very nice. No, it's not very nice. Be nice, Dr. David.
Well, wait a minute.
LaVine is the
last
one. Man. Now this game is very mean.
Now, okay.
Who the hell's the Bastion Booger?
You don't know who Bastion Booger is?
No. This is, no. When you see it's going to be disrespectful.
Bastion Booger.
That was Deuce, and Deuce, come on.
How do we
come
know
on.
That wasn't Morgan?
that's not cool, Deuce.
What if Morgan was like, yo, you know who Zach LaVine reminds me of? It's Bastion Booger. By the way, since
that's
Deuce
crazy.
Is here, should we talk about Deuce's shirt last night? I think we would have to talk about it too, Deuce.
Well, yeah, maybe so. I will say this. I was watching when I got home. Background changed.
Yeah.
It looked a little different.
It looked, yeah, that mm-hmm. Wild West background was tough on Deuce's suit and shirt.
They should have consulted him with before.
And the other thing was, I thought Morgan's outfit was terrific. I thought I love the loose bottoms, the tight tops in the baggy pants. Yeah. Like, I think that's a great look.
They look good. They look good. They always.
I like Deuce's suit.
Yeah.
The color of that suit, I liked a lot.
The background just messed them up a couple times. It was all good.
The Bastion Booger thing was cold.
The shirt. I liked the shirt. It was a little teacherish, but it wasn't. It wasn't TV all the time. It was a little more teacherish, but I still like the shirt. I like the pattern. I like the color in the shirts. It worked for me.
I need the proper. We're not moving on from this. I need the proper Zach LaVine wrestling comp.
If it's not Sammy, then who?
I don't think it's Sammy.
And
well, okay, all right.
Real
why?
Quick, no. DeMar DeRozan.
Okay.
DeMar DeRozan is Roman Reigns that one year. They kept those 2 years. They kept force feeding him. Like, that's how the fans.
Oh, DeMar DeRozan is Roman Reigns before
stop
the heel turn.
Stop putting him on my TV and stop also balling all the time.
So DeMar DeRozan is the sucker and succotash version of Roman Reigns.
As soon as the fifth minute hits, they just boo.
That's a good call.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.